Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 41, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you tonight?
Doing kinda, great.
Kind of hot here in Chicago.
Yeah, we're going to be hitting some hundreds here this weekend from what I hear. So, Triple Crown. Justify just an amazing animal, don't you think?
I do. I do. You know, there was a lot of Twitter noise around.
Yeah, there was.
Some blocking tactics by Florent Giroux. But at the end of the day, he ran around the racetrack a mile and a half and,
yep, he did.
And wired a field. And it's impressive. It's impressive. It's hard to win a Triple Crown. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed that they didn't make it a little tougher on him in the Belmont.
Yeah, it was surprising.
What's that?
It was surprising. Yeah. That
they didn't, you know, when I think about Big Brown and some of the other horses that have gotten roughed up by the other trainers and jockeys, to make sure that, horses that, actually win the Triple Crown get really kind of taken through all the paces before they win it. It just was surprising how easy he got the lead and how much they just left him alone. So, yeah. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
No, it's exciting to always see witness a Triple Crown. And we had a 37-year drought and then 2 in 3 years.
So, 2 in 3 years. Yeah, so pretty incredible.
There was a video on Twitter that they had a comparison between American Pharoah and Justify's race, and they looked pretty similar. I don't know if you saw that.
I did. I actually retweeted that out.
Yeah.
Got a couple folks to like it. So, yeah, there is a lot of similarities there. Dave, I don't know if you saw the Christian Helmers thing that I sent you, but Christian's wondering if there were some better racing through chemistry as it related to
I saw that
Justify in the Triple Crown. So
if there was, it will never come to be.
No, well, but yeah, there's certainly for any of the listeners that aren't on Twitter. And you know me, Dave, I'm not a huge social media guy, but yeah. I really enjoy Twitter and you really, I mean, you get videos, you get commentary, yep. It really is an interesting way to get your news and your information. And yeah, Twitter was really lit up with, some of the conspiracy theories.
We wanted to start off with our views of how it happened with the Triple Crown. We're happy it happened, and Justify will continue his racing career, I'm hoping, to the Breeders' Cup towards the end of the year here. So,
correct.
We'll definitely see some more of him. So, anyway, speaking of Twitter, let's kick in and let you know that you can visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, the links to be able to listen to us, they're all up there at the top. Facebook page is there as well. And you also can ask your Amazon Echo to listen to us. Echo Play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. And of course, Twitter. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post some changes and maybe some other stuff, or we just retweet things like we were doing. So you might be we find something that you may like as well. So we're at 9,600 downloads. We're almost 10,000 downloads. That's crazy. So that's just awesome of our podcast. And episode 40, over 600 times. Everybody obviously was very interested in hearing about the Belmont Stakes. And like I said, we can't thank you enough for listening. So speaking of last week, we talked a little bit about the Triple Crown and the Belmont Stakes. We'll review the races of that week and where Steve was for his picks. And horse nugget segment this time around, the bounce. And that'll be an interesting discussion about some different nuggets there. And then this week he has handicapped the Churchill card, which is the Churchill After Dark. And we got 5 races for that. We'll kick into that. So why don't you just give us a brief review of last week?
Yeah, Dave. So real quickly, 9 stakes races handicapped on Belmont Day. We had 1 top pick winner. We had 4 top 2 pick winners. And we had 2 top 3 pick winners. So 7 of the 9 races, you could find the winner of the race in our top 3 picks. Continue to give out live horses. You know, I'm, you know, granted, a number of those horses were odds on and low priced, favorites, but, it is what it is. And, like I said, I'm just disappointed that they didn't, give Justify, make him bat a little harder for that Triple Crown, but, that's horse racing. So, overall, Dave, 226 stakes races handicapped over these, 40 podcasts, 105 top two pick winners for a win percentage of around 46% playing either our first or second pick.
Okay. And other comment I was going to make is I was pretty amazed where Gronkowski came from dead last and ended up being second in the Belmont Stakes.
You mentioned that when we were at the track together. And
I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and I saw that replay. I saw the replay. Obviously, got a chance to watch it a few times. That was pretty impressive for a horse that most people had written off as just not even a contender and kind of a novelty just because of Gronk. But the horse raced good. Yeah, it's impressive.
That and was a first time North American start too.
So. Yeah. Yep. So should be better the second time, right, Dave?
Yep. We'll make sure we note that the next time that horse is racing. So
yes. Yeah.
Anyway, let's. That's last week. Let's go on to the nugget segment. And you have a good topic called the bounce. Why don't you tell us all about this?
Yeah, Dave. So throughout these podcasts, I talk about horses bouncing. And I just wanted to, I think I've probably mentioned it a couple times on another horse nugget segment. But I thought I'd spend just a few minutes making sure that the listeners understand what up the bounce is. And really, it's when a horse races a max buyer figure off of a layoff, especially a long layoff. Generally, the second start off that long layoff, especially if they produced a top buyer figure or one of the higher buyer figures the horse has ever produced in its life, generally horses will bounce off that effort. The bounce means that they will usually not race as well the second time, and their buyer figure will usually go down. So I like to talk up. There's some horses tonight that I'm going to talk about. There is some bounce factors in them. I don't like to play horses off a long layoff who just generated their lifetime highest buyer speed figure mark. I also don't like playing horses in general who last race, whether it's off a layoff or not, produced their lifetime high buyer speed figure. Usually those horses don't perform at that level the next time. Yeah. And another play that I like to make in one of my, my angles for playing horses is I like to play horses after the bounce. So when a horse produces a big effort off a layoff, then bounces, and then the public is off them because they produce such a low buyer speed figure off of that max effort. Mm-hmm. Those are horses I love to come back on because you get value and you know that they can produce the kind of speed figure they put together the first time off that layoff, and really all they did was bounce. So I'd like to play those horses, especially when they come out after the bounce. So, and the other thing, Dave, is that, it's not a golden rule. It's not 100%er. In fact, as I look at my first selection in the races at Churchill, I've got a horse that produced a max buyer speed figure last time out, and I still like it. And I'll explain why. But for me, it's just good for the especially the handicappers. We've been getting a lot of tweets sent to us and mail and people asking for how I handicap a race. And so I thought I would just talk about what I call the bounce.
Okay. That's our horse nugget segment. Let's dig right into your handicapping. Again, this is this is Churchill After Dark for Saturday night. The first post is at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So you've handicapped races 5 through 10. So let's start with the fifth race. The fifth race is the first leg of a pick 3 and a first leg of a pick 5. It's a mile and a 16th. It's a grade 3. It's the 21st running of the Matt Wink. It's $100,000 for 3-year-olds. And give us your picks.
It's also the 21st running of the Matt Wynn.
I did say make win, didn't I? Did I say win?
I said week.
I thought I said win. All right. The Matt win.
The Matt win.
Okay. I could have said week. I stand corrected.
It's okay.
Give me your pick.
So, Dave, my top selection in this fifth race at Churchill Downs is going to be the two horse. The two horse is home base is trained by Michael Tomlinson. Joe Rocco is the jockey. This horse is 10 to 1 in the morning line. This horse is third race off a layoff. This horse has got should show some early speed in this race, is stretching out. He has a 387 Tomlinson for the distance, is out of street sense. I like the improvement from the maiden win, 76 buyer, a 14-point jump to a 90 the next time out in that allowance win. I also like the bullet work that happened right before that win. So this looks like one of those horses that's coming into its own. And these are the kind I like to jump on because you're not going to probably see 10 to 1 on this horse in the near future. So let's make the two horse, Dave, home base our top selection in the fifth race. Our second selection is going to be the odds on favorite morning line, the 7-horse Axeman, Baffert trains, Mike Smith's the jockey, 4-5 on the morning line. This horse has done very little wrong and it's very short racing career, 4 starts, 3 wins. But I have Churchill Downs with a question mark written here. You know, Churchill's an interesting track. It's not for everyone. And if I'm going to take a stand against a 4-5 shot, it's going to be the kind of horse that has never raced on the surface before. So I'm going to make Axeman our second selection, Dave, the 7-horse. And our third and final selection in this race is going to be the 3-horse. 3-horse is Funny Duck. George Arnold trains BJ Hernandez, one of my favorite jocks, is the jockey. This horse is 5-1 in the morning line. I've got written in here third off a layoff. And if you note, the last two times this horse raced, one was on a sloppy track, one was on a yielding turf course. So this horse has only been on a fast dirt track once in its life, and that was the maiden race at Churchill on the 17th of September. And was 5-1 and lost to Promises Fulfilled, Dave. And you remember Promises Fulfilled, and actually that horse raced on Belmont Day, as you know. So so let's make the 3-horse, Dave, Funny Duck, our third selection. So to summarize the fifth race at Churchill on Saturday night, a card I'm really looking forward to and looking forward to sitting and watching these races tomorrow night. My selections, Dave, are the 2, the 7, and the 3.
Okay, we move on to the sixth race. Sixth race is also a mile and a 16th. This is on the turf. This is a grade 2. It's the 29th running of the Wise Dan, $200,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so this was a tough race, but a lot of horses that I think could be contenders in here. I'm going to go for a price play. My top selection is going to be the 3-horse, Inspector Lindley. This horse is third off a layoff. It's got a nice bullet work at Keeneland there. You can see 47-2 for 4 furlongs. You know, the best workout out of 41 that day at that distance. This horse is a beaten favorite, closed in a sub 22-second final quarter. Certainly can race sub 12-second, last eighths of a mile. If you go back and look at some of the past performances from Belmont and Saratoga and even there at Delaware. Ortiz is on this thing now for the third time in a row. This horse is, this is a nice setup, third off a layoff. I like it. And at 10-1, I think this is a good price play, Dave. So let's make the 3-horse Inspector Lindley our top selection. Our second selection, and you're going to start to see a pattern here. Our second selection is going to be the 4-horse World Approval. Mark Cassie trains, Johnny Velasquez the jockey. This horse will be, you know, this horse's morning line is 6-5. So another odds on favorite. This horse has got the class, but it's a 6-year-old. So, you know, I know that they're generally horses start to decline, in performance, as they get older. You know, this horse is 4-6 at this distance through in a 106 buyer speed figure. Johnny V's been on this horse 3 times, won all 3 times. Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be a tough horse to beat, but, you know, it is the turf and, lots of strange things happen in turf races, Dave. So, But we need to make sure we put this horse in our pick five and pick three. So let's make the four horse World Approval our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the two horse. The two horse is Shining Copper. Mike Maker trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This horse is second off a layoff. Got a pretty easy lead and actually started to stretch it out a little bit on the yielding track and the Churchill turf on May 5th. So, back-to-back races on the Churchill turf. I like that. This horse has got speed, Dave, and it's got Irad, who's a really good turf jockey. It's the kind of horse that could wire the field if they let this thing alone. And it's got a nice inside cozy post position. So we're going to make the two horse, Dave, Shining Copper, our third and final selection. So in race six at Churchill on Saturday evening, Dave, our selections are going to be 3, 4, and 2.
I'll also of note, I did mention at the beginning, this also will be the start of the 50 cent pick four.
Correct. Yep. That's exactly right.
So a lot of good chances here with these races here. So,
yep.
So we'll move on to the seventh race. Seventh race is 1 1/8. It's a grade two. It's the 43rd running of the Fleur de Lys handicap. I think I did that okay.
Our friend Nick is going to love that pronunciation, by Fleur the way. Fleur de Lys. He sends me texts every Saturday after he listens, and he really enjoys the pronunciation of the
that's why we have fun here
of these things, Dave. This is what it's all about.
Exactly.
That's why you and I started this. So
the purse is $200,000. It's fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
So, Dave, my top selection in this race is going to be the six horse. The six horse is Awestruck, Spanky Arnold, George Arnold trains, Irad Ortiz, the jockey. Giving you guys a nice 8-1 shot as a top selection here. This horse was purchased for $525,000, third off the layoff, and has won easily twice in a row off of that layoff. Another 4-year-old who, should continue to get better off of those two easy wins. I got a feeling there's a lot more left in the tank there, Dave. So I'm going to make the six horse Awestruck our top selection. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the eight horse. The eight horse is Apology Not Accepted. Brendan Walsh trains. Julian Le Peru is the jockey. 12-1 in the morning line. Le Peru's having his typical good Churchill Downs meet, 23%. I've picked this horse on top in a couple of stakes races already, Dave, and it's this horse has either been scratched or this is a horse, one of those horses that I want to make sure I come back on. We're getting this horse off a little bit of a layoff from the Keelan race, but was on the early pace in a very, very fast paced race. Excuse me. So at 12-1, I think this is a nice horse to make sure we put in our gimmicks, Dave. So let's make the eight horse Apology Not Accepted our second selection. And our third and final selection here, Dave, is going to be the two horse. I kind of struggled with who I was going to put in the third slot. I finally have landed on Mopetism, the two horse. Doug O'Neill trains. Mario Gutierrez, the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. This horse is second off a layoff. This horse is going turf to dirt. I've noted that this horse banged heads with Unique Bella twice at Santa Anita. So certainly class should not be an issue here. And my question is, what is O'Neill doing here with this horse, and why did he send this horse to Churchill Downs? So these are the kind of races that Dougie wins. So I'm going to make sure that I have the two horse Mopetism in our selections. So Dave, let's make this is race seven. Our final selections here, Dave, are going to be the six, the eight, and the two.
All right, we'll move on to the eighth race. This one's easier to pronounce. It's 1 1/8. It's grade one. It's the 38th running of the Stephen Foster handicap. It's $500,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Very nice, Dave, the Stephen Foster. my top selection in this race is going to be – it's a tough race. This is a tough race to handicap.
Grade one.
So I'm going to make my top selection here, Dave, the nine horse. The nine's Pavel. I'm going to go back to the well with Doug O'Neill, Mario Gutierrez, 5-1 in the morning line, second off a layoff. 4-year-old colt, So I know that there's, you know, that race, that Gold Cup race, obviously looks like a race that was needed. Raced against some really good horses. Accelerate won that race. And if you remember, Accelerate was my top pick in that race, and it won. So we're getting second off a layoff. And like I said, what is O'Neill doing sending these horses to Churchill? He sent them because he thinks they got a shot. So, I'm going to make Pavel, Dave, the 9 horse, our top selection in this 8th race. Our second selection in this race is going to be the 6 horse. The 6 horse is Backyard Heaven. Chad Brown trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 6-5 morning line. This horse has done little wrong. 3 wins out of 4 career starts. Threw in a nice 105 buyer speed figure the last time, but that was off a layoff from March. And this could be the kind of horse that could bounce off of that effort. A nice triple digit buyer speed figure off not that long of a layoff, but a couple month layoff. This horse could regress, and it's 6-5. Not the kind of horse I like to make as my top selection, unless it just seems like a no brainer. So, let's make the 6 horse, Dave, Backyard Heaven, our second selection, and our third and final selection, Dave. I'm going to go for a real long shot here. I'm going to make the 5 horse, Matru, our top selection. Cipriano Contreras is the trainer. Santos San Jorge is the jockey. 20-1 in the morning line. Hey, Dave, this horse is 3rd off the claim. Won its last 2 starts, and Dave, we were there and saw the hash in that day, and this horse came out of the clouds to close and win that race. Yeah, so it's going to synthetic to dirt, and whatever this Cipriano Contreras is doing, he must be doing it right, because those are 2 really nice efforts coming off the claim. So this horse, this trainer is 34% when his horses have won their last start. So I'm gonna take a flyer here, Dave, and put Matru in as our third and final selection, Dave. So to summarize, Churchill Downs race 8 on Saturday evening, our selections are going to be 9, 6, 5.
Okay, let's move on to the 9th race. The 9th race is 1 1/8, and this is on the turf. It's a Grade 3. It's the 49th running of the Regret, $100,000 for fillies. 3-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this 9th race is actually going to be the 1 horse. And I know that our notes here are incorrect.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you think about it, Dave, I'm only going to do these 5 races. So that 10th race is actually, we're not going to be doing the 10th. It's the 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Those are the 5 races that are part of the pick 5. And those were the ones that I wanted to do. So, So our top selection in this 9th race, Dave, is going to be the 1 horse. The 1 horse is Heavenly Love. Heavenly Love is trained by Mark Cassie. Julian Le Perus, the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. I've got underlined here that Le Peru has won twice, with this horse easily, there in September and also, last October. Granted, those races were on the dirt, but boy, nice, impressive turn of foot there. I mean, you know, sitting off the pace both times and just cleared and won for the fun of it. Going to get a nice cozy inside trip, has a really good turf trainer who teams up with his top jockey at Churchill Downs. I'm going to make the 1 horse, Dave, Heavenly Love, our top selection. Our second selection in this race is going to be the 2 horse. The 2 horse is Consolita. Consolita is trained by Patty Gallagher. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. This horse is 10-1 in the morning line. Get a nice significant jockey change to Johnny V. Second off a layoff. Same question I had for Doug O'Neill. Why is Patty Gallagher, who is a West Coast trainer, what's he doing sending this horse to Churchill to run in this stakes race for $100,000 and putting Johnny V up? So, seems like it makes sense why we should put this horse in our top selection. So let's make the 2 horse, Dave, Consilia, our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 11 horse. The 11 horse is Romantic Moment. This horse has got early speed. Chuck McGahee trains Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 8-1 morning line. This is a horse that can get out there and potentially wire the field. Nice bullet work out there at Keeneland on May 11th. Nice purchase price, $425,000. I'm concerned that this horse is going to get the lead, and if Jose walks the dog, this thing could just wire the field. So let's make the 11 horse Romantic Moment our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, our selections in race 9 at Churchill on Saturday are 1, 2, and 11.
All right, that's a wrap. That's the five races, races 5 through 9. Should be fun. That's a Churchill After Dark is always a lot of fun to watch, and I'm glad they do that. So with that, let's wrap things up. Again, make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. And you know how to listen to us. The links are at the top. And any information you need to know about our podcast is on that website. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR. And again, if there's any podcasting updates, any race day changes, or any other picks that Steve decides to put out there, he will tweet them. So it's important that you are tweeting, that you are following us on Twitter, I should say. Make sure you're subscribing to us on all your favorite podcatchers and such. We really appreciate that. If you have any questions, we did get an email a couple weeks ago. We wonder any more emails. Please send them to us at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com, and we will definitely answer your questions. With that, do you have any closing comments before we wrap this up?
Yeah, Dave, I just want to make sure there isn't any confusion here. So
yep.
We've handicapped 5 races at Churchill Downs for Saturday night, races 5 through 9. And I'm going to just quickly go through the picks.
Sure.
Churchill Downs, race 5, our selections are 2, 7, 3. Churchill Downs, race 6, our selections are 3, 4, 2. Churchill Downs, race 7, our selections are 6, 8, 2. Churchill Downs, race 8, our selections are 9, 6, 5. And the 9th race, Churchill Downs, race 9, 1, 2, 11. This is an all stakes pick 5. Right, so same. It's going to be, and if you miss the pick 5, you can come right back and play the pick 4. And you miss the pick 4,
that's right.
There's a pick 3 on those 7, 8, 9. So there's lots of opportunity here. And I've given out a number of horses at a price that hopefully will perform. So that's kind of what I wanted to say, Dave. I want to make sure that there's a lot of clarity in what we're doing.
Nope, it's going to be, you got a lot of opportunities there. We appreciate that. All right, so with that, let's wrap it up. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.